it didn't work out, and now I had a new problem. How do I break up with a girl that I'm physically terrified of? So I thought about it. I ended up tasing her and leaving a note. I thought that was going to be the safest way to go about it. You guys, my name's Greg Azorian. That's my time. Go for your own thing.
Yeah, they're going for Batman. Greg Azorian, everybody. Alright, your next comedian, we got a guest dropped in here, he's new to this room, so please slap your hand flesh together for K-Ron Yo, everybody. Look here, K-Ron Yo.
What's up, biddies?
A lot of pressure on me. People see a black comedian, they go, oh, this guy's gonna be funny. Well, that story, just started doing comedy. Started messing around with it. I'm actually from Concord. I've been living out here for a couple of years. Some great news, I lost some weight actually. Been getting a lot of compliments about it. I was out here, man. I was feeling myself after a while. Then I went to the city and got out of the car and somebody's like, who's that fat bastard? And I was like, clearly I gotta stay in the East Bay. It's the only place where this works. You know, San Francisco, they're skinny as hell over there. My dad, I'm from Boston. My dad, I'm African heritage, but I was born in Boston. My dad was first generation out here. Kind of had this thing where he was like, you know, I'm gonna help people come to America. That was kind of his movement, you know? But my dad's kind of like, you know, one of those guys where you just don't do something for free, you know? So he figured he'll bring, like, Africans over here, and then, you know, he can get some free help from them, some free labor, you know? But the thing was, my dad worked people to death, and they would kind of, like, run away. And my dad was like, ain't this some shit? You bring Africans to America, and they fucking run away? Now, I have to tell my dad, Dad, it's kind of a thing over here. They didn't go very well. They called it slavery. You know, what you really need in comedy is good handwriting. Something clearly I'm not gonna cut it, you know? And memories, the other one, but fuck. You ever hang out with another community of people and you just kind of forget who you are after a while? Like, I hung out with some Asians in college and I got so used to being around Asians. I was just like, after all, I thought I was Asian. I mean, for real. I mean, you know, I was even dating an Asian girl, and I just felt like I was one of the peeps, you know what I mean? And we Asians, we have this thing where we're like, you know, we want to get good grades, and after a while, it's all about, you know, food, we're foodies. You know, and one day I remember just like going to the bathroom, and I looked up, and this black guy was looking at me, and I was like, oh shit! And I realized I was looking at myself in the mirror. I was like, damn. It's been a while. Online dating, anybody ever tried online dating? Plenty of Fish, I've probably seen some of your profiles. Yeah, I send you a message, I say hi, but you guys really don't reply. I've been trying to go for the 40, 50 plus club, I figured it was easier, but hasn't been working out. So online dating, anybody try Plenty of Fish? I tried Plenty of Fish. The thing about Plenty of Fish that throws me off is like, you get these really nice profile pictures. Women take great pictures, first of all. I mean, they're amazing. And then when you meet them, they're huge. I mean, it's like sailing into iceberg water. You know what I mean? You just see this small little tip, but you don't know how big it is until you hit it. You know? But I'm not hating. I'm just saying. You know? I can't cut it in San Francisco, as you know, so I gotta stay in East Bay. I stopped doing laundry. It got a little too racial for me. Always separating the coloreds from the whites. Just felt like they were trying to train me. You know, just like, you know what, I'm just gonna fuck this shit. And the coloreds were always getting the cold water, and the whites were getting the hot water. And I was like, so I was just like, you know, it's some bullshit, man. It's some bullshit. I love watching people bomb. That's kind of my thing in comedy. There are a lot of great sets over here. I enjoy sat back, entertained. I love watching people bomb because it, like, you know that you don't have to worry. The bar is, like, really low. you know, you pretty much just gotta say your name and just kinda, you know, just stick with the whole, hey, how you doing, everybody, you know? You know, you can kinda just step over that, you know what I mean? And that's kinda my thing, man. Is that my time bar?
Yeah,
I'm gonna cut it right there. Thank you so much, everybody.
K-Ron Yo, everybody. He's either new to comedy or that's Roy Wood Jr. pretending to be an open micer right there. Because he comes out of the gate, just guns blazing, fucking funny, and shits on everybody who's been doing it for a couple of years. Nice way, nice work, man. All right, your next comedian, this guy, he comes to us from San Francisco.
K-Ron Yo.
You gotta say it for me one more time.
K-Ron Yo.
K-Ron Yo?
Yeah. Justin Carisi, everybody. Let him hear.